This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Sitting at my kitchen table, listening to the birds and the chickens. Much better day today than yesterday. Yesterday I tried to record and the neighbors were cutting down a tree. I love my neighbors, but man, the sound of that truck in the driveway with the compression and the just went on for hours and hours and hours. But I do have great neighbors, and I can't even tell what tree they cut down. But I guess they cut something down. And then my neighbors on the other side, they're great too. I'm actually watching their tadpoles this weekend. I know. But this is what's happening. They're going away for the weekend, and I guess the little peeper frogs left babies in some receptacle in their backyard. And my neighbor, being my neighbor, she's like, we have to call Casey so she can watch the tadpoles when we go away. And that's what the wife said. The husband said, you're crazy. Don't ask her that. And she's like, no, I think Casey would be here for it. So she called and said, like, will you feed my tadpoles and keep their water at 71 degrees? And I said, absolutely. When the peeper frogs give birth in your backyard, you need to assist, right? So that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm watching my neighbor's tadpoles. Cute as all heck. And you got to see them eat. Oy, oy, oy. So you have to feed them. She made like frozen vegetables, you know, and then she just throws the frozen vegetables into the water. That helps keep the water cool. And they eat these little tiny tadpoles. Alrighty. So I want to tell you about the other night. I went to the Mexican restaurant. I was meeting my friend Sky at the Mexican restaurant, and we had a miscommunication. He was at the bar and I was in the dining room. So both of us got like 20 minutes of quality alone time before we found each other. I forgot my phone at home. I took a quick nap before going out to dinner and I left the phone in the bed. So what could I do? Just sitting there in the crowded restaurant by myself, no phone. Could not be happier. This is something I love. Eating alone is a favorite feeling of mine. I feel invisible and I feel completely tuned in to myself and my experience. And it's so powerful to be with yourself, or at least this is what my brain needs. My brain, if you put me in a quiet place, I'm going to find something to dust or fix or clean or move. Put me in a crowded, busy place that's none of my business. Ah, my brain can just slow down and think. I also feel this way when I go to New York City and I'm on the crowded sidewalk. Like, I get in this very zen, peaceful mode. Like, nobody cares about me. I can do whatever I want, and my brain gets into a happy place. So there I was, just me, myself, and my skinny margarita with chips and salsa. Oh, my goodness. No phone, no conversation to distract me, no work to do or dogs to walk or chickens to feed. I say, hello, Casey. I remember you, the woman who really loves chips and salsa and skinny margaritas, but you should never drink tequila. It was a beautiful experience, and I wish you some level of that soon, right? You all have your own version of that when you're completely at peace and comfortable, whether that's at the beach or sitting by the river with a good book or in the backyard, wherever it is. For you, I hope you get there, and I hope you get there very soon. So I asked the server if there was a single guy at the bar, and she said, how old? Because she's looking at me like, you know, what kind of guy are you looking for, lady? And I said, I don't know, I guess a guy, he's probably like in his 40s. And she said, no, there are only young men at the bar. So I sat there enjoying my time and space alone. But then after 15 minutes or so, I started to doubt. I got a little anxiety. Like, do I have the right night? Do I have the right time? Is he blowing me off? We did make these arrangements via text. And you know, I forget texts all the time. I forget that I write texts. And then I thought, well, if any of those things happened, like he blew me off or forgot the text or I had the wrong day or time, I would be perfectly happy to just enjoy my chips and salsa and skinny margarita. And I'd be happy to admit that, too, that I went to a place at the wrong time or got blown off. But I remember thinking to myself when I got a little anxious, make believe he's on his way. How would you feel right now if you knew Sky was on his way? And I thought, wow, well, I would just feel great. And I would have more chips and salsa and enjoy this skinny margarita and relax. A skinny margarita, by the way, uses fresh juices like orange juice or lime juice and a natural sweetener instead of orange liqueur, which is really high in calories, just letting you know. And if you get it with no salt, even better. So when I finally saw Sky, he was walking out of the bar and looking out the door into the parking lot. So I guess about 20 minutes was his limit too, and he got a little anxious. But then I saw him and called him over, and we had a good laugh, especially when I said, you know, the server thinks you're not 40, and I know better. And she got a nice tip. So today I want to talk about the power of hope and the power of believing and how powerful it is to just change your mind, try on a thought, try on a different thought, try on a new thought, and all the possibilities that are born from just having a little hope, from just looking at things differently. Cruising around the internet, I found this quote from Stephen Kay at 12stepphilosophy.org. Recovery from addiction is a new relationship with self, others, and the world. Thank you, Stephen Kay. I would go on to say recovering from anything or growth of any kind is also a new relationship with self, others, and the world. Hi, it's Casey. You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. In my day job, I run two retreat houses, and I see a lot of recovery groups come through. Drugs, alcohol, food, groups of all kinds, they come in for weekends of healing that they themselves organize. They come in with a plan, with a group, and they spend the weekend, you know, working the steps, doing the work. And they all have that in common, that they're all on the same road in recovery. 12 steps. I love them. And I know I don't have any right to talk about this because I'm not in 12 steps. So I just want to talk about it as a fan. The 12 steps are basically, in short, honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, humility, love, responsibility, discipline, spiritual awareness, and service. Man, that felt like more than 12, didn't it? I mean, if you could master any one or two of these, you'd be in pretty good shape, right? Honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, humility, love, responsibility, discipline, spiritual awareness, and service. Okay, quickly, the 12 steps. Reading from the Canada Center for Addiction. Step one, honesty. We admitted that we were powerless over fill in the blank and that our lives had become unmanageable. Step two, hope. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. That's my favorite one. Came to believe a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step three, faith. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. As we understood him. Step four, courage, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Ugh, that would take me time. Step five, integrity, admitted to God, ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step six, willingness, we're entirely ready to have God remove all the defects of character. And I'm just going to go back to say, it's the God of your understanding, okay? Willingness, entirely ready to have God remove the defects of character. Oh, I have a friend. He's in the program and he's always talking about, I understand my flaws and defects. I love it. Step seven, humility. Humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. Humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. Step eight is love. Made a list of all persons we harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Became willing to make amends to them all. Step 9, responsibility, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Capiche? Step 10 is discipline. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, spiritual awareness, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will and the power to carry that out. Step 12 is service. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Those are the 12 steps. Honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, humility, love, responsibility, discipline, spiritual awareness, and service. Again, I'm not a member of a 12-step group. I ask forgiveness if I have no right talking about this. I am just a fan. I started reading books about the 12 steps when a friend of mine went to rehab in 1989. If you were young in the 80s, you were probably sitting at the bar like those young men at the Mexican restaurant the other night. And I grew up young in the 80s, and it seemed like everyone was drinking all the time, and that's the way it was in my world. So the fact that somebody stepped out of that world was really surprising to me. So I started to read about it, and I fell in love with those 12 steps. They helped me a ton. Just in life, admit you're powerless over anything. So my husband has 27 years sobriety. When I met him, he had 9 years sobriety, and I married him because he could walk this talk. Because he spoke this language. And he is not a perfect person, and we do not have a perfect marriage, but at the base of it are these 12 steps, at the base of it. So in my job as a retreat leader, I get a front row seat. That's not true. I don't get a front row seat. I'm not allowed in the room. But I am out in the hall, and I see these people in the 12 steps working their process. And I see what hope and faith and love can do. And I see and feel, and again, this is just my impression of being around this work, that it's the great equalizer. I see in the parking lot really fancy cars, really expensive, fancy cars, parked next to broke down white carpenter vans, you know? And I hope that came out okay. Like, millionaires and people with much less in the same room, greeting each other with support and equality. And the feeling of mutual respect and support is unbelievable. You see two people walking down the hall in deep conversation. You know, you catch an earful of what they're talking about. And you look at them and you'd say, I'd never think these two people would have anything in common, but they have everything in common. And they're helping each other. And if one person stays sober one more day, everybody's happy. It's just, it's beautiful. At least that's what it feels like, again, as I go about my business. And I can't really speak to their business, but I can speak to hope and service. I can speak to hope and service. That thing that I did in the restaurant when I started to feel a little anxiety, and I said, you know, oh, how would I feel if I just thought something different? How would I feel if I had hope right now? And again, this is over something inconsequential, right? Meeting a friend for dinner, it's not going to change the world if it doesn't work, but how would I feel in this moment if I believed good things were coming? How would I feel in this moment? If I believed, if I had a little hope, if I just entertained the thought that it's possible something could go right today. I go right down the rabbit hole on the TikTok videos where you see these people on the TikTok videos like preaching about how you can command and compel the universe. Repeat after me, they say, I command and compel the universe to drop abundance in my lap, you know, and they go on and on. I love those videos. I get trapped watching those videos because they make me smile and they make you feel good. Entertain the thought that something positive might come out of this situation. And all of a sudden, stuff changes, right? You feel a little lighter. From that place, you can make better decisions. From that place, you can get on a happier path, which will probably lead you to a happier ending. And you know how I feel about service. You know how I feel about service when you do not know what to do? When you are at the end of your rope, you're so frustrated. You're so whatever. Go help somebody. Go help somebody. It's gonna open up a world of possibilities. I was so frustrated at work the other day. So frustrated. Just having a day at work like everybody would. And I thought, what would make me feel better right now? And I said, I think I'll help somebody. So I made a donation drive around the office and put out a donation bucket to collect socks and underwear for a nearby home that needs socks and underwear, a facility. That made me feel better. And you know what? It made everybody else feel better. When I sent out an email, said, hey, I'm collecting socks and underwear. They're like, yeah, let's collect socks and underwear. When in doubt, do something. I have been asked to speak at a church this weekend. That's probably what has me in homily mode. And I think I'm going to speak about hope. And I think I'm going to speak about the joy of being around people who want to be better, right? Being around people of any age who are still growing. Being around people who aren't so set in their ways that they think, I know the way, it's this way or it's no way. Being around people who say, teach me, help me, show me, or allow me to teach you, help you, and show you. I don't know. It's good to be around people who are constantly trying to be better. It's good. I think you have to be so brave to surrender. I think you have to be so honest to say, help me. I think you have to be even braver sometimes to accept help. That takes so much courage. Honesty, hope, faith, courage. Integrity, willingness, humility, love, responsibility, discipline, spiritual awareness, and service. Somebody keeps texting me. I gotta check my phone right now. You know, doesn't that drive you crazy? Okay. It's just the girls and a little bit of spam. Great. Oh my goodness. This is wonderful. It's from the girls at Let It Shine. They're doing something good. They're doing something good. There was a man who comes into the Let It Shine food pantry. I shouldn't say a man. A person comes into the Let It Shine food pantry, and we were able to get him to a dentist this week and pay for a little repair. Yeah, that makes you feel good, right? That's what the girls are texting about this morning. And, you know, they're both crying because when you do something good, you just feel so honored to do something good. Isn't that funny? I didn't plan that. Speaking of Let It Shine is collecting hot dogs and buns for the food pantry, July 2nd and 3rd. We're collecting hot dogs and buns, and the food pantry will be open on Friday, July 4th. That's how we're going to spend our 4th of July morning, giving out hot dogs and buns and all other kinds of good things at the food pantry. Steal this idea. Go collect hot dogs and buns in your neighborhood and drop them off at your local food pantry or something, right? I don't know. You'll think of something when it comes to service. I bet you can. Scan your brain, scan your neighborhood, scan your family and find something to do, somebody to help. We have a Women's Weekend coming up, Let It Shine Women's Weekend. So I hate to say this at my new job, which is truly 7 days a week right now, but I hope that I'll get help soon. I haven't put much time into promoting the Let It Shine Women's Weekend. So yesterday, I'm like, I got to promote this. So I made up a flyer or whatever, and I posted it on social media. And then women were like, oh, yeah, got to sign up for that. And they tried to sign up, and it sold out. I didn't even know. So I wrote to the folks at the Marriondale Center. I'm like, are we good? I don't think the registration link is working. They're like, no, you're sold out. You have 42 women attending and a waiting list. So, thank you. That's amazing. I'm so looking forward to it. And we're just going to have to plan another one and get more ladies in. Crazy, right? Crazy. I appreciate that you want to come and spend a weekend and do some healing and get some good nutrition for your brain and your heart and your soul. So hope and service. I think those are the two things on the list that I've been able to I don't want to say master. I've been able to fold into the recipe of my life, hope and service. And I'll speak to service for just 1 second. I didn't create Let It Shine because I was filled with happiness and joy. I created Let It Shine because I needed happiness and joy. I created Let It Shine with the help of many back in 2019, 2020, because I needed to have a place in my world that existed that was filled with light and kindness. And once I built it, I found that it didn't come built with light and kindness. I had to fill it with light and kindness. And I also had to create the boundaries so other people who came in to Let It Shine would fill it with light and kindness and not bring their own prejudices and darkness. It's only natural that we do that. We are both light and dark, right? And as much as I am able to, I tried to create the conditions where ease and joy and love could exist in a really non-judgmental, dignified way. And none of it was easy, and all of it I would do again in a heartbeat. And now Let It Shine exists without me, and I get choked up when I say that, but I'm joyful. I haven't been at Let It Shine much in the last 7 months since I started my new job, and it is humming right along. Thanks, in part to my sister Maria, my cousin Lisa, who are texting right now about all the good they're doing in the world. It's so lovely. So anyway, that is the show this week. Hope and service and all the other steps. Absolutely, for me, a good way, a good program, a good framework to live life. Whether you are trying to shake an addiction or just get along with your in-laws, you know, these steps, I don't know. If you don't know them, read about them. You know, they might prove helpful. You know, I like to wrap up with a thought for the day. And I do have to wrap up because I've got tadpoles to feed and care for. So the thought for the day is, I found the Serenity Prayer, but I found like a long version of it. And I'm going to share that with you now. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You know that part. It goes on. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make things right if I surrender to his will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever and ever in the next. I never heard that version before. Wishing you all the things, hope and faith and courage and love, and have a wonderful weekend. Hope we can get together soon. Thank you for listening. Casey'sPlace.com is where you can go for more anytime at all. Have a lovely day and shine on.